Happy New Year. Just want to say Happy New Year. It's 2025. Unbelievably 2025. And I actually recorded this a couple weeks ago, and I didn't get a chance to get to it because I was working on the documentary. But I wanted to go ahead and finish this video because I think it's a really important one. But I just want to say Happy New Year first. I'm really hoping this year is better than last year. I hated last year. Anyway. I still can't believe this is reality that we're in now. This is our reality.
No one is above the law. Not even the President of the United States.
Effective immediately, 324 unique makes and variants are now prohibited. It remains to be seen exactly how many firearms will be turned over in time. But once they are, the government says they have a plan to get them out of the country and potentially onto the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war.
We've been working very closely with our friends in Ukraine to ensure that weapons that were intended to be used in combat could be made available to them.
What the British people are owed is an explanation. This happened by design, not accident. Policies were reformed deliberately to liberalise immigration. Brexit was used for that purpose, to turn Britain into a one-nation experiment in open borders.
And every day I think to myself, it must be that this is just going to get more absurd until it all flips back around the wheel.
Aliens exist and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief.
United States and Israel have been in contact with a group of aliens for years, not immigrants, but extraterrestrials. He has called them the Galactic Federation.
To the other side. But we have to go through this phase first. It's got to play out now because it's already started. We're down this road. Obviously, there are no adults in the room to course correct this situation, even though it is completely ridiculous and illogical and makes no sense at all. I really hope by now, if you're American, you're starting to fully understand now. You're really getting why we have the First Amendment, how rare that is, and why it is so absolutely crucial, especially now in this augmented digital reality where half of everything is online and half is off, why this is such an important, rare, precious jewel that we have enshrined here. And yes, I know it has been mistreated and there's been all this censorship and all this stuff that's going on is ridiculous, but it is not as ridiculous here yet as what is happening in the United Kingdom, where people are now being arrested for causing someone anxiety because of something they posted on social media.
No. The Swedish Hampshire police would realise how ridiculous this is.
It is.
Well, of course, I'm
happy
to come to this.
What did it need to come to?
Tell us why you escalated it to this level, because I don't understand. I posted something that he posted. You come to arrest me, you don't arrest him. Why has it come to this? Why am I in cuffs? Because of something he shared, then I shared.
Because someone has been caused, obviously, anxiety based upon your social media post. That's
not
why you've been arrested.
These videos are coming out all the time now. How does this illogical nonsense even really work? You're supposed to go online, and in your mind, I guess, as a Briton, you're supposed to say, okay, I'm going to post something now. Let me try to think about all the ways in which millions of other people may or may not feel anxiety. What crosses that line into it being anxiety from just being upset or just being a little miffed? You know, like, and then whether or not I should or shouldn't say it, by the time you're done trying to do whatever that ridiculous nonsense calculation is in your head of completely illogical bullshit, you will never post anything except cat memes and, I don't know, pictures of what you ate for breakfast. There will be no meaningful discourse about your reality possible if that is the standard you have to live in. I mean, look, listen to these cops. How many cops had to come out here, by the way? How many cops have nothing else better to do right now than to go to some man's house and arrest him because he caused someone anxiety on the internet. That looks like about four people. Is it four? Are there more off camera that we can't see? Sorry, I thought it was four when I was recording, and then I watched the video again and realized it was actually three. So it's three. It's three officers, not four, but still also it's three officers. It took three officers to go apprehend the dangerous social media criminal. We must go get, we can't just send one person. He might pull a phone out and start, I don't know, firing off anxiety-inducing offensive tweets right there in the driveway. You better have three people make sure to get him.
Three, that you conspire to do things not normally considered illegal.
Like, come on. Was that a concern? This is ridiculous. This should be piteously mocked into the ground for how ridiculous it is. It's not just ridiculous right now. It is not just ridiculous on the world stage. It is ridiculous to the history of Great Britain and the United Kingdom. To all of history. It is insulting to you as a people. It is insulting to your entire history as a country. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. It's the punchline of a bad joke. Like they were trying to arrest him. He's whipping out his phone. I'm gonna write something about right now. I'm going to make you anxious right now. Oh my God, he's pulling out his phone. Stop him. He's going to offend someone. They're gonna feel bad.
The clear problem with the outlawing of insult is that too many things can be interpreted as such. Criticism is easily construed as insult by certain parties. Ridicule, easily construed as insult. Sarcasm, unfavourable comparison, merely stating an alternative point of view to the orthodoxy, can be interpreted as insult. And because so many things can be interpreted as insult, it is hardly surprising that so many things have been. That, with the reasonable and well-intentioned ambition to contain obnoxious elements in society, has created a society of an extraordinarily authoritarian and controlling nature. That is what you might call the new intolerance.
Those people have got to feel silly when they go home at night and hang up their little costume and look themselves in the mirror. You don't feel silly? I feel silly watching you, so I don't know how you don't personally feel it, because it's silly. It's a Monty Python sketch. You are a walking Monty Python sketch, and you don't seem to realize it, or maybe you do and you're just trying real hard to hide it. I don't know. But they've now made British people feel like because you are offended now, a crime has been committed. They've made this so normalized that you actually had someone call the cops on a comedian who told what they felt was an offensive joke during a stand-up routine. That happened there, okay? Someone went to a stand-up comedy show and went, I don't know, man. I better not get offended. This guy better not tell me any jokes that offend me. He may only tell me jokes that make me laugh but do not offend me. Wait, what? I'm not sure how British comedy is going to survive this because how's that possible?
If you want a future where the only jokes that anyone's allowed to tell are the kinds that are, like, on the concealed ends of popsicle sticks, then be my guest. Have fun being blander than a balsa wood sculpture of a single piece of balsa wood. But to me, that sounds like absolute AIDS.
And in the story where Sky News is reporting on this breaking story of comedians telling offensive jokes, I'm sorry, like, it's really hard to talk about this and take it seriously because the whole thing is a joke. It's a sad joke, okay? But in the story, so the comedian is quoted as saying, to be fair to them, the Fuzz were very nice about it all, but felt they had a duty to investigate. They had a duty, you guys. By the way, this word duty, for all of you who watch our videos in the UK, I hope you realize that that is a weaponized word that has been used against you to keep you in a socially engineered, ridiculous reality for a very long time. I hope that you all know. I'm sure a lot of you do, especially if you watch my videos. I'm sure that you do. But I really hope that you recognize that that specific word for you guys has been used in a way that gets you to take ownership of things as if it's your responsibility that actually are not.
Oh, Duty's also defined as obedience and submission.
And this is one of them, okay? That is not your response. It's not. I'm sorry. You can slap duty on anything you want. Doesn't make it really a duty, though, okay? Power structures are using that particular word against you to make you feel personally guilted into and responsible for things that I'm sorry, but it's just a way for them to leverage control over you and your mind. That's all that is. I don't know how else to say that in a nice, friendly way. It's totally screwed up. It's your duty to sit around as a comedian and think about whether or not your jokes are going to make someone upset enough to call the police on you for telling them? Really? That's a duty that someone had? And then the cop who got that phone call, he got it from his desk and he went, "It is my duty to investigate this potential crime of offense. I must go see who could offend such a person and why." Like, really? That's a big mystery. You're going to go solve that one, Sherlock? You're going to get Watson? Go figure that one out? Like, I'm sorry. I can't with this, okay? How can anybody else take any of this seriously as reality? For real, come on. Come on! You'll never be adults if this is the kind of world you have to live in. They're not allowing you to be. They want you to act like children. They want you to act like... not subjects. It's worse than that. Little kids. It's your duty to go brush your teeth, Bobby, and make sure you don't offend anyone on the way to the bathroom. It's...
I was going to put a clip here from an old black and white Monty Python sketch on freedom of speech, but it got flagged for copyright because everything is stupid.
If people can't control their own emotions, then they have to start trying to control other people's behavior. All humor is critical. If you start saying, we mustn't criticize or offend them, then humor's gone. With humor goes a sense of proportion. And then as far as I'm concerned, you're living in 1984.
And I can't play this one's audio because they added a song to the background and the whole thing will just get cut if I try to upload it that way. But essentially, this guy reportedly posted a British flag on Facebook. I'm not sure what else he said with that British flag. But he was also told that he committed a crime of something that is grossly offensive or of a menacing character that causes a person anxiety. This lady got in this woman's face and told her she wasn't allowed to sing. She wasn't authorized, unless you're authorized by the church. She was not authorized to sing church songs outside of church grounds.
No, miss, you're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church grounds, by the way.
You're not allowed to sing church songs outside of
church grounds.
You just said you're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church.
Outside of church grounds, unless you have a...
Unless you're authorized by the church to do this kind of song.
I mean, at what point does it get to where you're just not allowed to speak or communicate at all without explicit authorization from some authority in this country? Like, what is this? How far is this about to go before you're all living in an Orwell sequel? This is not making society better. Whatever this is not making it better. And by the way, like this guy, here's another example. I could show you these examples all day too, just by the way. This man was arrested because he posted a video of Palestinian flags on the street.
Look at this. Yeah, you see it? Then over here at this one, we've got this crap going on as well.
They showed up at his house at 4 a.m. to arrest him for that. Do you think, by the way, let's go with some logic here. Let's try to pretend like any of this is logical. It's not. It's not logical. But let's go ahead and pretend that it is. Using any logic you've ever known your entire life, can you go ahead and tell me how this complete and insane level of overreaction to him saying that is going to somehow make him more tolerant of those flags being there and not actually cause him to be more radical. Like if you're trying not to radicalize people, this is the opposite of what you would do, is what I'm saying. Okay? This is the opposite action of what you would do. This is not going to garner respect from this person about this situation. This is not a way to get anyone to respect other cultures or whatever the claim is here that this is supposed to be doing. It's doing the opposite. Just know that. It's actually doing the opposite. And by design, you know, a child psychologist could tell you as much. A kindergarten teacher could tell you as much. It makes no sense what is happening here. Why are they actually doing it? That's a whole nother question we should probably start really thinking about. Because it isn't to, you know, make everyone feel more comfortable with each other and have everyone get along in some utopic global society or whatever the hell it is they're trying to say that this is about. That's not what it's doing. It's actually doing the exact opposite of that and tearing people apart even more, making people more angry. And so are all the policies that led to this. But that's, I mean, your prime minister, who apparently is a Fabian socialist, because according to the People's Museum in Manchester, which I didn't know about this till I was there, every single Labour prime minister that you've ever had in your country is a Fabian socialist. They believe in socialism. They just don't believe in revolution to bring about that change. Your prime minister came out and told you all, this entire immigration scheme has been a social experiment that they've been running on you.
Policies were reformed deliberately to liberalise immigration. Brexit was used for that purpose, to turn Britain into a one-nation experiment in open borders.
I mean, right now, you guys have members of Parliament who were presumably elected by the people, who have locked down their social media accounts. Like this MP here on X, who has locked down her account from anybody being allowed to reply to anything that she posts. So this is her official account as an official member of Parliament, and it is locked down so that her constituents are not allowed to say anything to her. She has put herself in an echo chamber, presumably because she does not like the criticism that she was getting, having to do specifically with some posts she made a few years ago that were extremely inflammatory. If you know who this woman is, you probably already know about those posts. But she's locked down her account now, and only people that she follows or has mentioned can reply to anything she says, which is leaving her account as an MP getting one response. She has one person who's allowed to say anything to her, and no one else is, because she has echo chambered herself. How is that allowed in 2025? It's kind of amazing. It's kind of an amazing thing that we're in 2025 and that's the level.
Do you believe that in this country there is freedom of speech?
It's not a whole lot different. I mean, we have all this technology. We're so advanced. We're so advanced as a humanity with all this technology, except we're actually going backwards with this kind of thing, right? Because back in what, the 16th and 17th centuries especially, you weren't allowed to talk to parliaments. You weren't allowed to have those discussions at all. And now here we are with all our technology and you're not allowed to say anything to this parliament member who's supposedly supposed to be your elected representative. She's supposed to be there representing you and you're not allowed to say anything to her. You see the problem? Does everyone see the problem? I mean, this is... our whole entire public square has now moved online, but we're not even going to treat it with the same rules that we would have if we were walking down a sidewalk. Because if you see her on the sidewalk, you could say whatever you want. She could run away or put her fingers in her ears, but she can't put you in some kind of force field that disables you from being able to talk to her, right? But she can do that online. Somehow this is okay. And I don't really have any room to talk as an American either. I've been blocked by a congressional representative right now here. And I don't even know what I said or did to earn that block. I have no idea, but I apparently pissed off a congressman from California, a Democrat from California, with something I said at some point, and I am blocked by him, and I don't even live in California, and I don't even know why I'm blocked. So we got some of the same problems going on here, but I just wanted to point this out because as forward as we keep going, we're actually kind of going backwards with some of this stuff. If you have an elected member of parliament who's, you know, Fifi's got her feelings are hurt, so she's gonna make it so that it's like none of you exist digitally. You just don't exist, and the world is just this beautiful clear blue sky of nothing. No criticism for her at all. By the way, who becomes a parliament member and then goes, yeah, I can't take criticism? Like, that's the last job you should get. In fact, don't get any service jobs of any kind. I think a lot of these people have forgotten that being an elected member of something is a service job. It actually is. You're supposed to be working for the people. And I don't know what or who they think they're working for right now, but it isn't you guys, okay? It's clearly not you guys. And this is a whole separate tangent that I won't get into in this particular video, but we obviously need a digital Bill of Rights the same way we needed a Bill of Rights to begin with here in this country, because we can't keep running what is essentially the global digital public square as if it is just some private corporation and shape the entire worldview at any given time and turn things off and on and not allow people who are literally elected to represent the public as the people's voice shut down the voice of the people. It's ridiculous. And it's 2025, and I can't believe how ridiculous things have actually gotten. This is not progress. The things that are happening are regression. This is not progress for humanity or anybody. It's silly. It's silly. It's a bunch of grown adults acting like little children. And so then I posted this because I'm going to keep posting these. I'm going to post these until there's none left to post and this is stopped because it's wrong and it shouldn't be happening. And someone else came in and said, does this also apply to politicians that cause obvious anxiety based upon their social media posts? Brilliant. That's a brilliant question. Why do they get a pass? Should the politicians in Britain get a pass? What if what they're saying when they say all the stupid name stuff that I've seen come out of Keir Starmer's mouth lately, what if every time he said something and it made you guys feel anxious, you made a report? You made a phone call and said, hey, police, I'm offended right now and I'm anxious. I'm anxiously offended. Keir Starmer has spoken again, and it is anxiously offending me. And not just him, all of these politicians. All of these politicians. If you guys did that, I mean, hey, you're just going off the logic they've already proposed for you that you're supposed to follow. This is the claim, right? In America, here in America, we'd call that a protest, by the way. And I know somebody out there is going to say, well, that's a misuse of police resources. Yeah, this whole thing is, though. This whole thing is a tyrannical misuse of police altogether in every possible fashion, okay? This is ridiculous. And so when you live in a ridiculous, absurd, fully absurd world that has gone completely well far and beyond anything that a rational, common sense having individual can function in, you can only fight back with being as more absurd. That's the only way. Every civil liberty we enshrined here in America actually came from you, the system that you guys are from there. It actually came from the bedrock of English civil liberties. It's like the hardcore chunk of that broke off and came over here in a very alchemical-like fashion. This is where we have all the good parts of your earlier system that you guys have now forgotten over all of these many years. And either they're doing this because they want to make you remember and stand back up for that, or see if you've completely forgotten so they can take it to whatever the next level of tyranny is. And let me just say, it does not get better from here. This will get really so much worse. I mean, Orwell is not even, that's like, you know, a child's bedtime story compared to what we're talking about. If this continues to get worse.
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time.
On the road that this is down. This is not good. Okay, this is really, really not good. And I don't have to tell a lot of you that. You're living there.
There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party.
Here in America, by the way, anxiety disorders are literally the most common mental illness we have diagnosed here in this country. There are, according to statistics that I saw online, and these differ depending on where, but just Forbes Health had a thing up and I read that quickly. It said that there are 40 million adults in America that have anxiety disorders of one kind or another, one shade or another. So what if 40 million people here, okay, every time their anxiety went off because of something someone posted somewhere on Facebook or X or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, picked up the phone and called the cops, okay? How long do you think that would last? How long do you think that would go on for before the entire system becomes so completely overwhelmed with ridiculous nonsense it becomes like a Terry Gilliam movie? How long do you think it would take? Not very long. I'm just saying, it wouldn't take very long. It's got to stop. They're just going to keep doing stuff to you. This is not going to end. It's like they're poking you with a stick just to see if you... It's like when a little brother's in the backseat of a car on a long car ride, and they're just like, no, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching... They got, like, their finger right next to your eyelid or something. This is what this is like. This is very similar to that. So think about this. There's no government anywhere that can protect everyone from being offended. That's not, first of all, A, that's not the purpose of government. It's just not, period, at all, full stop. Secondly, though, even if that was, that is a government taking on an extreme amount of power and control over perceptional reality in order to try to attempt to do something so foolhardy and ridiculous and nonsensical as that, okay? It's really just the government granting itself insane amounts of power, arbitrating reality. That is not what a government should be doing at all, at all. And you guys don't have free speech over there. You don't even have anything remotely close, but this is getting to a point of absolute Monty Python-esque absurdity. So something is going to have to happen, right? Otherwise, this just keeps getting worse because it has to. With this setup, the logic that's the non-logic that's being employed here to try to enforce against offenses of causing someone anxiety on the internet.
Someone has been caused, obviously, anxiety based upon your social media site.
Or checking into people's thinking for...
The police officer phoned up and said, we're investigating you for this limerick. And he said, well, have I committed a criminal offence? And the police said, no, this is a non-crime hate incident that we have to investigate.
Non-hate crime incident.
And they've said, yes, this is our policy. So we are going to investigate non-crime if the incident is considered hateful. And even if you go onto the government's website about hate speech and hate crime, there's a section on non-crime hate incidents.
Or whatever else, you know, bullshit ramification they've come up with for justifying this level of government and police state overreach.
Do you understand that?
So I'm actually being arrested?
You're going to be arrested, okay?
Right.
So you got to the police station.
Right.
Okay, this is in relation to some comments that you've made on a Facebook page.
This is really troubling to me. This is straight out of Orwell. You hate to use the comparison, but it is. This police officer said to this man, we had to investigate this because we need to check you are thinking properly. We need to check your thinking.
There's no concrete way to say this is what causes someone anxiety, so therefore we can quantify that in a point in time and say, okay, you've reached that limit now. You were at 99% of causing someone anxiety, but now you're at 100%, and we've determined what that is in a, you know, repeatable, concrete way that we can apply to everyone. That's not a thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, this isn't a thing. It's not a real thing. So they can't actually do it. So because they can't actually do it, that's why you're seeing it get so completely cartoonish and ridiculous levels of just comedy sketch show real life, which you guys don't, I'm sure, enjoy living in. But that's where you are, because look at this. I mean, see, there's no actual crimes that, you know, are happening anywhere else in the country, or double check if someone is singing outside of a church. I mean, what? Do you want police to get to a point and the government to get to a point where they're coming inside of your home to double check your thinking every day and make sure you're not doing anything rude, untoward, or offensive in your own bathroom, for example? Because the logical extension now has taken itself offline to online, which is the only connection between outside of your house and inside the kingdom of your home, which a man's home is his castle type of thing, right, is the connection between, you know, your computer or your phone and the internet now. So now it's like one step further across the threshold of being inside of your home and telling you what you can think.
Look, it's pretty clear it's very hard to balance the equation and come up with a system that's fair to everyone, that addresses all the issues properly, but you can't move backwards and diminish rights. I mean, when you look at the free speech issue, it's not only fundamental to our society, but we forget that it came out of the English law tradition. It came out of the civil liberties of England. And when our country broke away into America, that was the first enshrined right, because generations of colonists, as well as people in England, were well-versed in why that was such an important tradition all the way back to Magna Carta, probably even before that. And they're just going backwards on all that. Sure, there's marginalized people, issues that need to be addressed, but this is not the way forward. It's clearly not progress, and it's baffling. It's just weird. This can't be real, basically. There's no one who thinks this is the way forward to a better society. You know, it does just make you wonder if it's being done on purpose to get people to react and then remember why these rights are important, because it's just so absurd that if someone in a theoretical remote place has a feeling about you, that you could be thrown in jail. I mean,
it sounds silly. Like, that doesn't even sound – you can't make that make sense. That is not logical.
Well, it's almost like a democratized version of secret police or the absolute right of king, that, like, if the king gets an itch up his butt crack, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. But now it could be some grandma in northern Scotland who doesn't like the way you joke around in southern England or something. And the system can never accommodate all the random complaints of Karens and all the anxieties of Gen Zers or whatever. It isn't right, and it wouldn't work anyway, because as soon as you do side A,
you have to keep going.
Side B could complain about
the complaint. You have to just keep going until everybody's arrested.
We could just throw everyone in jail. We could just all be in jail for having any thoughts at all.
We could just make the entire world a prison. Woohoo! Progress!
Anyway, I hope that everyone soundly starts to figure out a way to protest this. Protest works, by the way. People in the UK, please hear me when I say this as an American whose country would not exist apart from yours had we not organized, united, and protested in a huge way. Okay? Because it really wasn't, the revolution part was at the end. That was like at the very end after everything else. But the lead up was how many times we were able to gain ground. I mean, the whole Stamp Act was repealed completely because of protests. It was protests straight up and down the coast. They were protesting it. They were doing effigy burnings. They were doing full-on funerals for the Stamp Act. They were doing community ritual that all was brought over from England. It's all your history. We brought that over here, and we were doing that here, and we did it so effectively. They were burning stamp masters in effigy. I'll have to do a whole separate video on that. That's a whole separate thing. But anyway, and the Crown just couldn't get anybody to even impose that tax. So they just had to give up. You guys got to figure out a way to remember who you are. You're not these people who just are such victims that everything offends them, and then because they're so offended, they had to call the government to help them. That's something a child does, like a little kid when they're tattling on someone in class. That's what that is. They're infantilizing you. Once again, I'm going to keep using this word because it applies. They're keeping you infantilized. That's what that is. And they're doing it because it gives them power over you, over your life, your reality as a mediator of controlling, I guess, your feelings, which is in levels of victimhood, which they're telling you what that is. They're telling you what level of victim you are, and then saying, but we'll protect you from being such a victim. I get that they like to call themselves like the mother country and whatnot, but like, you don't want that mother. That's the kind of mother that keeps their child a child forever. It's not the kind of mother that allows you to individualize and become your own adult person. It's bad. This is bad on every level. It's bad on reality levels. It's bad psychologically. It's bad on enlightenment levels. It's bad for consciousness. This is bad. It's really just so bad. And I'm going to keep talking about it until it changes, and maybe I can help somehow. I don't know. I'm going to try.
We've learned how appallingly prickly and intolerant society has become of even the mildest adverse comment. The law should not be aiding and abetting this new intolerance.
I love you guys. I love all of our people from the United Kingdom. We have amazing people over there. It's an amazing country. If Americans understood it better, they might understand why we have some of the greatest things we do have about our country, because they came from there. But we got kind of torn apart, and then only one version of everything got taught for a very long time, and now here we are, and it's very sad. It shouldn't be this way. I'm just rambling now once again, but I love you, or I wouldn't have made this video, and I'm going to think on it. I'm going to come up with some ideas, because this has got to stop. It's got to change. There's like a war on free speech happening. And it's not just, it's obviously I could make a video on Australia.
I'm going to read out Voltaire. Voltaire, a French philosopher, speaker. I disagree with everything you have said, but I will defend every day your right to say it. You might want to dwell on that over the other side there. Or the people, members over the other side, speaker, might, deputy speaker, might want to dwell on that. Because that's what this bill is undermining. I disagree with everything you say, but I will defend your right to say it. And what this Labor radical left-wing government is doing, Deputy Speaker, is abandoning that principle. Sure. They will now no longer, this government does not want to defend our right to say things that they disagree with.
So in Australia, that's the idea, is that the state would effectively take control of what the social media companies are doing to expand the censorship of what Orwell calls wrongthink.
I could make a video on several European countries right now, which all should know better.
Free speech in Canada is on life support, and the Liberal Party is trying to pull the plug. Trudeau's Justice Minister, Arif Virani, says the online harms bill can, quote, stop an anticipated hate crime from occurring by allowing people to anonymously report their fellow citizens if they feel as though they might say something hateful in the future. Those deemed guilty of hate speech or suspected future hate speech could face fines up to $70,000, with $20,000 potentially going to the complainant, creating a financial incentive for citizens to police each other's speech. Now, let's consider what their line for acceptable speech is. Just this week, Liberal MP Paddy Hajdu tried to have the Speaker of the House force a Conservative MP to apologize after he used the word ammunition, calling it violent language. Anyone who gets triggered by commonplace language should be in an insane asylum, not determining what words citizens of a once free nation are allowed to utter.
It's being done purposefully. This isn't like just the natural progression of things. Not at all. So, anyway. We'll come back to this.
When it comes to the consideration of any issue relating to free speech, is my passionate belief that the second most precious thing in life is the right to express yourself freely. The most precious thing in life, I think, is food in your mouth. And the third most precious is a roof over your head. But a fixture for me in the number two slot is free expression, just below the need to sustain life itself.
I would like to solve the puzzle.